Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share with you a quick thought about the shofar, the Slonim Rebbe, aka the Netivot Shalom, explains that the three different sounds of the shofar are connected to different aspects of ourselves. Right, you have the tekiya, which is that one long blast that is head oriented, right? To get us thinking about emunah, to get us thinking about the things clearly, thinking about God as the source and all of that jazz. So that's thought oriented, right? The shvarim, which the word itself literally means broken, that's connected to the heart. That's to bring down this awareness onto our heart and to have a healthy broken heart. What does a healthy broken heart mean? It doesn't mean broken heart in Judaism does not mean depressed and down and out and sad and giving up. No, it means a longing. It means I'm not where I want to be, but not in a way of hopelessness, in a way of yearning for more. Right? As someone once said, there's nothing more whole than a broken heart. And the third one is the trua. The trua, the one that goes do 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 do. That is dealing with the limbs of the body, that we have a certain clarity with the tekiah, with the long blast. And then we take that from the head to the heart, to the emotions, to the concept of feeling it and feeling a longing for more. And then from there, hopefully into the many different parts of the body, because all different parts of the body are used for different mitzvot, for different things, for taking that aspect of clarity of God, bringing it down into our emotions, and then putting it onto the different aspects of our body, and that everything we're involved with. Just like it says in the pasuk, kolatz mosai tamarna, Hashem mikamocha, right? That we say that all of our body, all of our limbs, all of our bones should be living with the reality. Living with reality, expressing the reality of God, reflecting the reality of God and our higher source and our higher selves. So this is this is one meditation, one contemplation that we can have during the shofar blowing. And we should be blessed to be able to succeed with this. Right? The truth is, by the way, this also is the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot dynamic. Right, Rosh Hashanah is that time of coming to that clarity, recognizing that there's Hashem over us, right? And then the next step is that we're like, hold on a second, there's God. What have I been doing with the last 365 days of the year, right? And that leads us into what's called the 10 days of repentance and Yom Kippur. That's heart-oriented stuff that we're returning. We're returning back to our core. We're taking that message, that clarity of Rosh Hashanah, and bringing it down onto our emotions, hopefully getting passionate about it, and taking the implications of that on an emotional level. And then after Yom Kippur, we step into the Sukkah, right? The Sukkot, where we take our whole body and immerse it into that message, which is being enwrapped in that ideal in a real way, to the point that it gets practical, to the point that it gets down to the nitty-gritty of who and what we are. Tov, my friends, I hope that made some sense. I hope it's meaningful. Take it with you, carry it with you, and have yourselves a wonderful, meaningful day.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.